Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting. It's our regularly scheduled meeting for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. It's approximately 7:03 p.m. The board met in executive session beginning at 6 p.m. tonight to discuss individual personnel matters. Our executive session concluded right at 7 p.m. This time, I'd like to officially call tonight's meeting to order and ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Christman, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo.
Here.
There are five present, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Seeing as all members of the board are present for tonight's meeting, we will move forward with the first visitor or public comment session. As a reminder, although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to take report on public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. To ensure that all comments are captured by the recording device, everybody needs to speak directly into the microphone when they're speaking. As part of the public comment session on the agenda, if a member of the public wishes to come forward and place comment into the record, you come to the podium. Make sure the microphone is on. Pull the microphone down to a comfortable spot. Speak into the microphone. We need your first name, last name, and your address, right? So it's important for the purpose of keeping accurate minutes that we have that information. We ask that any and all speakers keep their comments to about 3 minutes. I'll sort of loosely time it. If you're not have a major point at about 3 minutes, ask you gently just to kind of wrap up, but we do have two public comment sessions, so there's plenty of time for folks to put comment into the record if they so wish, but we do ask that you make your point and allow us to keep moving forward with the meeting. So with that, I will open the first visitor public comment session. Anyone wishing to put comment into the record, please come forward to the podium. Sarah, try pushing that button on that.
That's it. Sarah Masta. I live at 41 Thomas Street in Homestown, so I'm actually part of South Hanover.
Okay.
My neighbor Julie and I have come here because we kind of wanted to make sure everyone was aware of the project that is coming to our neighborhood in South Hanover of the warehouses from the Hanover Township, or from the Hanover Company. We just found out about this about 2 weeks ago. And we had an open meeting with the Hanover Company to discuss what they wanted to do. And it would affect us and our way of life with 156 loading docks coming to the back of our yards. But it will greatly affect Derry Township with all the truck traffic going out of Christian Park Drive. So we just kind of wanted to come here and make sure you guys were aware of it, and we hope to get your support in not necessarily completely stopping it, because we know that that probably won't happen, but maybe lessening the impact of it and not allowing ginormous 1.5 million square foot warehouses to come in. And if it is homes and smaller buildings, like that's perfectly fine. You know, we're not against that, but we did want it to bring it to everyone's attention. So that's
thank you for bringing it to our attention. We have been following that matter. Homestown Sun had it right on the front page, right? So we urge you to continue to communicate with your board of supervisors in South Hanover Township. And nothing is before our board at this time.
Okay. I mean,
we have not had communication with the South Hanover Township officials. And I really, I can't really comment because I don't even know yet exactly what the impact would be here. I can say that over the last couple of years, we have, this board has spent a lot of time doing our best to control development and ownership in such a way that in a way that prevents further traffic congestion in the community.
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying. I can't comment necessarily on what's coming, but we're always concerned about any project, whether it's inside the township or outside the township, that would dump significant traffic onto our roads. So we'll be paying attention, and we're happy to speak to folks from the elected officials from South Hanover Township. We're happy to speak to them. As of yet, we've not had any communication with them,
but we appreciate you coming forward tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Richard Gamble, 39 Hockeyville Road, Hershey. I'm just questioning if there's been any communication between the 501c Courtyard of Honor. There's been some discussion on community Facebook where they're talking about different ideas, different this, different that, and it seems there's a lot of confusion. So at this point, is the township in communication with the board of Courtyard Minor? How much money have you actually collected and contributed towards this project? Everybody's in the dark about this. Has there been anything, and can you update us on the partnership or whatever it's going to be? Thank you.
Yeah, so Mr. Gamble, I've been saying this in public meetings. There are folks from the Courtyard of Honor here tonight, so I encourage you to speak to them directly. As you know, we do not speak for the courtyard. To the extent that we have a partnership in the sense that the township is moving forward with building a memorial to our veterans, you know that the Courtyard of Honor is a foundation established to raise money for that memorial. But the township is moving forward with the memorial, whether the Courtyard of Honor donates, you know, a nickel or thousands and thousands of nickels. I mean, we're preparing tonight to take that first step. We're going to complete our project. We're happy if the Courtyard of Honor can donate to that project, just as we're happy with anyone in the community, residents, businesses, that want to be a part of it, and we're happy to accept those donations. But we will begin that process tonight. When you say that we had communication, I, of course, know the gentleman in the audience here very well, and so from time to time we do have communication, but it's not, I don't have the answers to questions you have because I don't have visibility into the kinds of topics you're talking about with the foundation.
Well, I think that's a concern of most people. You know, this is going to be a cost to the township, and the idea of contributions were given, we'd like to know what's the offset as far as out of the township's coffers versus donations from other people that donated for the project.
Yeah, well, you'll have to, I can't answer for the foundation. The township is fully committed to seeing the project through.
Right.
And regardless of those, we were always prepared to do a veterans memorial. So to the extent that, you know, we're willing to pay what we need to pay from the township to erect that memorial.
Maybe they can talk tonight about the board.
Well, they're not on the agenda to speak tonight. We are going to pull up the plans so that folks can see what the memorial is going to look like. So to the extent that there was ever any confusion about the first responders and the veterans on their own separate memorial in Chinatown Square Park, and we're going to show some pretty neat diagrams tonight because we're ready to vote on the authorization to bid out the projects. So our project, the Veterans Memorial. So, but I encourage you, since the gentlemen are here tonight, if you have a question, the questions you have, I think you can appropriately ask them here tonight.
Okay. No, I think it's time to move forward because it's been long waiting to be accomplished.
Well, we could not agree with you more on that. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, is there anyone else that wishes to put comment into the record? All right. Seeing them, we'll conclude this session of the visitor public comment, and we'll, before we enter our consent calendar, we do have a presentation tonight. After many years of serving as our stenographer at Derry Township meetings, which is actually a very tricky job when you consider all the dialogue that goes on at meetings and keeping all of the communication straight and producing the meeting minutes, meeting after meeting. This is Julie Echterling's final meeting with the Derry Township Board of Supervisors, and I think, you know, we kind of take for granted, all of us, you know, we're so used to seeing the same people on the board and the township meeting after meeting, and you can sometimes you forget how much we rely on everybody, and we've relied on Julie for many years for all the great work she does and how timely she is in getting meeting minutes out to the public and for us to vote on and then for the public. And so it is with a bit of sadness that we say goodbye to Julie after her meeting tonight, but we also wish her well in all of her endeavors, and we have something to, some flowers for her on behalf of the township.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Julie, we expect to get these meeting minutes timely regardless.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so with that, we'll move on to the consent. Excuse me, the consent calendar for tonight. There are two items under the consent calendar. Board of Supervisor meeting minutes from April 9th and accounts payable and payroll for April 23rd and also April 12th. You see them on the agenda. Consent calendar items can be taken in one motion or they can be done separately. That's at the discretion of the board. So at this time, I ask members of the board, what is your pleasure?
I'll offer a motion to approve both items A and B on this evening's consent calendar.
All right, motion is made by Mrs. Nutt for approval of both items on the consent calendar for this evening's meeting. Is there a second to her motion?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zabuda. Are there any questions or any discussion for these items? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. That will take us to new business. The first item under new business is A. It's the request for authorization to advertise for the solicitation of bids to renovate Chocolate Town Square Park. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board is aware, at your meeting 2 weeks ago, the supervisors discussed at great length the current Veterans Memorial Project that's being proposed to be constructed in Chocolate Town Square Park. As we discussed during that meeting, the administration has taken the steps to prepare, and it's included in your packet tonight, a bid package that would go out, if the board would so authorize it this evening, that would invite and solicit bids for this particular project. You would authorize advertising it tonight as well as the letting of bids, and then an award would be made at a later meeting. I'm sure Ryan Cummings from HRT tonight can probably spell out the calendar a little cleaner than I can about where you think things might lie. But at some point in the near future, you would then make an award at a public meeting for the project. It's also probably a good opportunity for us to look at some renderings that HRG was kind enough to put together. I think this is probably the final iteration of what we hope the park will look like once it's done. I think this is a tremendous project. In addition to, you know, we talked a lot about Courtyard of Honor, but this is a project that's separate from that Courtyard of Honor memorial. This is a true veterans memorial honoring the men and women that served this country that have died in the line of duty. And so I think this is a very fitting and a very important tribute to them right in the heart of Hershey. So I think that is a very important distinction that needs to be made. So I'm going to turn it over to Ryan and Chuck. They can kind of discuss the final points of the plan, and they can show you these great images. So Ryan, thank you.
While Ryan is pulling that up with us tonight, we have Frank Jones and Doug Jones from the Courtyard of Honor. Frank is, as I understand it, Frank, the new president of the Courtyard of Honor. Lieutenant Roach is here. He is also a member of the board there, so we're happy to have them present. And as they say, they have been partners in this project. They've been raising money through their organization, and they've certainly had input into the design of the memorial. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, thanks for having us to share this project. It definitely is a really exciting one for downtown Hershey. You can see on the left-hand side what we're calling the Veterans Memorial. There's going to be a memorial wall with the three existing plaques that are currently sitting behind the township building right now that are going to be reinstalled. There's also going to be a memorial wall that contains 84 stars on each side for the current Gold Star members, and unfortunately for potential need for future if needed, Chuck sharing it here. So that's kind of what you're going to see when you're standing in the park just left of the existing catalpa tree out there. We're going to have the VFW and Legion logo installed on two of the pillars as well. One of the existing small plaques that has kind of been ongoing and has been adding Gold Star members as they've unfortunately occurred is going to be installed next to the existing plaques. And then we are developing a new plaque that's behind the woman in purple there that is going to be a new story pack plaque, kind of describing the story of the three existing plaques and rededicating the memorial whenever the actual date. Currently we have it for rededication for Veterans Day in the fall. So the stars are going to be gold backlit, soft gold backlit. Under the stars there's also going to be nameplates of all the Golden Star members as well. That will be installed. There will be some blank nameplates there just to accommodate anything in the future. The cast stone caps are going to be slightly angled just to prevent any type of potential for vandalism in the future. Just unfortunately, just being a park out in the open at night, you want to account for that. So that kind of covers everything we're installing. That's going to be installed there. There's going to be a paver system installed, and it's going to be kind of a mosaic of three different sizes of pavers that will be installed. And then at the entryway closest to Cocoa Ave, there's going to be a gateway arch, and that's a pretty accurate rendering of what you'll see installed at that point in time. There's going to be seven flagpoles installed, six for all the branches of service and one American flag in the center. Not depicted in here right now just because it kind of blocked a lot of stuff and removed them, but there's going to be park benches, armless park benches right in front of each of the flags for service members to sit down and, you know, think about their service and anything else they choose to at that time. Also on the other side, we don't have it depicted in the rendering, but on the right side of the catalpa, there's going to be a second gateway arch that's going to resemble exactly like this. So there's going to be two entrances. So the first entrance that you're just looking at is down there. Chuck, yeah, you're pointing. That's a lot better than our being up there. It's going to be that.
It's a big tree.
Yeah. So that kind of, in a nutshell, summarizes what the memorial walls are going to look like. The second piece of the park renovations is the existing stage that's out there is going to be removed, but they're going to be installing a pavilion out there. We went with the half hexagon approach, so it almost mimics a band shell, but you still have enough area that you could get four or five picnic tables under there when it's not being used for that purpose. Some stairs that will be accessible. We made them a little larger, so you could accommodate getting flagpoles on there if you wanted, or even an orchestra, you know, really anything you want. That's located on the top right side of that, closer to where the existing like chess tables and that are in now. So there's going to be some lighting in there, some different attachments that we can install, like hang stuff from if needed. There's going to be a few additional benches that will be relocated throughout the park. Not depicted in here is right where these flowers are shown. the two existing plaques that are out there on the mounted to the stone. Those are going to be relocated right roughly in that location, just in a nice mulch bed to, you know, relocate and keep them associated with the park, but we wanted to move them a little bit farther away from the Veterans Memorial so you kind of had a little bit of separation. I think that is the quick rundown of everything that's going on in the park, unless I missed something that you're not thinking of that I'm not.
I can't think of a thing.
All right.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate those renderings. It's nice to see. It brings it to life. You know, we've been looking at the paper plans and its diagrams and schematics for so long that really brought it to life. So, thank you. And Chris, I guess we should get back to the motion.
Certainly. So I would say if there aren't any other additional questions from board members tonight, what's in your packet, again, is the draft bid package that would be made available to the prospective bidders for the project at some point in the near future, probably around May. Once it's duly advertised, so you would be approving both an advertisement and then, of course, the letting of bid per the advertisement this evening.
Any questions for Mr. Crisp on this item? All right, if not, is there a motion?
I'll make the motion that the Board of Supervisors authorizes the preparation of a legal advertisement for the solicitation of bids for a public improvement project within Chocolate Town Square Park, as noted in this presentation.
Thank you. That was a motion made by Mr. Samuda for approval. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it unanimously. The motion is approved. All right, the next item is B. It's the consideration of Resolution 2024-13, a resolution of the Township of Derry authorizing the grant of a permanent and temporary construction easement to Verizon, Pennsylvania. Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board is aware, we were before you a month or so ago, maybe towards the tail end of last year, regarding the movement of utilities within Chocolate Town Square Park, more specifically PP&L. The board and both the Board of Supervisors and the Board of the ICPA met concurrently to approve the relocation of that utility. This is the next piece to that puzzle. Verizon has utilities in the area as well, so the Board of Supervisors would be authorizing a resolution tonight to grant both a temporary and a permanent easement to Verizon for the placement of their utilities within a right-of-way within the park.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Crispin on this item? All right, if not, then is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the board authorize the township manager to execute the utility easement with Verizon substantially in the form presented at this meeting, subject to supervision by staff, solicitor, township engineer, recommending the following input from Verizon, and further move to adopt Resolution 2024-13 authorizing the execution of the easement.
Motion is made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second to her motion? I'll go ahead and second it. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item is C. It's the adoption of a decision for conditional use application number 2024-01. Is filed by Hockersville LLC regarding establishing single-family attached dwellings on the property located at 228 and 238 Hockersville Road. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Project is depicted on the screen for your recollection, if you will. The Board of Supervisors did hold a hearing on this conditional use on March 26th. Of course, the board is required to render a written decision on the application within 45 days after the hearing. The decision was prepared by Pat Armstrong with your approval. If adopted as written, it would grant the conditional approval for the proposed single-family attached dwellings subject to conditions and restrictions set forth in the decision. We're recommending that the decision for conditional use application number 2024-01 be adopted as written.
Questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item? All right, hearing none, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. The decision for conditional use application number 2024-01 be adopted as written.
Motion is made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second? Motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Are there any questions or discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is the consideration of time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final land development plan for Taco Bell, plat 1375. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan is also projected, as you may recall. The board approved plat 1375 on November 14th of 23. Condition upon several items being addressed by the applicant on May 14th, 2024. To date, conditions 1, 3, 4, and 8 of the original approval have been addressed. The applicant, by way of their consultant, has requested an extension of time until August 14th, 2024, which is 90 days from the current deadline, to address the outstanding items. The extension request proposes no changes to the details of the previously approved plan or the waivers that were granted. I'm recommending that the board extend the approval of plat 1375 until August 14th, 2024, conditioned upon the 10 items in staff comments being adequately addressed.
All right, questions for Mr. Hark on this item? Is not. If not, is there a motion?
For a motion that the preliminary final land development plan for Taco Bell plat 1375 is extended to August 14, 2024, subject to compliance with items 1 through 10 in the department head recommendation section of tonight's agenda item.
Okay. Motion is made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion. Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item under new business, and last item under new business, is E, the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for 459 Chestnut Avenue, S-2024-004. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan was submitted to detail the design of stormwater management facilities for a swimming pool, patio, and shade structure at 459 Chestnut Avenue. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended the financial security in the amount of $10,425 to be provided. The applicant has provided the security in the form of cash and has entered into the township standard agreement to provide financial security to guarantee completion of improvements required by a stormwater management site plan and report. We're recommending that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security and enters into the standard agreement for the plan for 459 Chestnut Avenue, S-2024-004.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item? If none, is there a motion?
I'll make the motion that this board accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $10,425 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between Lisa M. Vijica, excuse my pronunciation, and the township for the stormwater management plan for 459 Chestnut Avenue, S-2024-004.
Right, motion is made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second to his motion?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. That concludes new business for tonight. The next item on the agenda is supervisor board committee reports. We'll start with Mr. Zamuda.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We had a transportation discussion this morning. Tom Mahaffey joined in on the discussion to talk about the South Hanover project briefly. But as the chair said before, we have nothing official at this point. We talked with Jason White from Hershey Park. There's no changes to our normal strategies for traffic mitigation. The same strategies that we've had the last two seasons are in place, as they had been very successful. The first major event will be on May 9th. Morgan Wallen, I think. That's who it was. We also had DTMA in to discuss some of the projects that are going on. The most important one right now is the Ridge Road project. They received all their bids, and the project is on schedule as far as they know at this point. And they are going to try to schedule a discussion with this board, i.e. coming in here and discussing it publicly, to make sure that everybody is aware of what's going on Ridge Road in Chapa. Sorry. And then just some general issues that came up. We were having a roundabout workshop on May 10th. There are going to be coming improvements at the intersection of Chocolate and Ridge, leading red light interval, longer walk times between corners, no turn on red, and longer green time to Ridge. Pedestrian crossing signal is coming to Hartley in the summer of 24. And that's it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Zamuda. Mr. Corrado?
I'm partner will be doing our DTMA update. That is all I have. Thank you.
All right. Mrs. Knight.
So I am sit on the transportation group with Supervisor Zamuda, and the only thing that I think that you missed was PennDOT's approval of restricting truck traffic on Wood Road. So trucks that are going through the circle, and they are coming up and making a right onto Wood Road. And if you are in that part of the township, you'll see how destroyed that intersection was. So PennDOT was recently out, did some updates, and the signage for those restrictions will be put in place shortly. And hopefully we'll pass an ordinance soon so that the DTPD can ticket any trucks that are using Wood Road out that way. In addition to that, Supervisor Abruzzo and I had a ICDA meeting last week, and at that meeting we also approved the Verizon easements and also some maintenance at the Giant Center. And that is all the two meetings that I was a part of since our last Township Supervisors meeting.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Lightcock.
DTMA met last night. Spring Creek Interceptor upgrade is complete. Southwest wastewater treatment upgrade is pending the award of contracts. Forest Avenue swale improvements have begun. And as Rick mentioned, the Ridge Road improvement bids are being reviewed. DTMA expects to award the contracts next month. So everything is great with DTMA.
Thank you, Mr. Wyckoff. And I have no board or committee report that wasn't already mentioned this evening. That will take us to departmental reports. The first report coming from the police department, Lieutenant Roach.
Nothing to report, sir.
Mr. Sassaman is not here from the volunteer fire department, so we'll go to Mr. Clark, Public Works.
Just a piece of information. The long line painters are in town painting lines this week, but we'll probably run into next week. They are going to try and do the fog lines on Cocoa Avenue early in the morning before the playground fills up and people are parking along that section.
Thank you, Tom. Library, Mrs. Jackson.
The library now loads out puzzles.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's it.
Good. Mr. Jackson, Parks and Rec.
We will be holding our 49th annual fishing derby at Bullfrog Valley Pond on Saturday, May 4th from 8 to 10. The event is for children 12 and under. We'll have 500 trout stock for the event and a bunch of prizes donated by Hershey Homeless Town Kiwanis.
Excellent.
And also, if you're driving down Cocoa later this week, you'll probably see some water going in the outdoor pool. So we're starting those preparations for busy summer season.
Very good. Thank you, Zach. Mr. Cummings, Township Engineer.
As always, nothing to report.
In fairness, you did get a presentation tonight, so let's Mr. Emmerich, community development.
Not necessarily community development, but I will mention that we had our Kiss Hershey Back event this weekend. Thank you for coming, Natalie. And anybody else that may have participated. I think we had about 100 people sign up, a lot of student homes from the Hershey School. A few complaints about how clean Hershey is when you're out with a garbage bag, but Tom, how many bags did you collect, you know?
I don't have a count of that. Okay.
I can tell you, there were some bags in Palmdale, and we had a couple in the park, and we cleaned up the bank by the shopping center, by the old Kmart, which produced quite a bit of rubbish. Sure. But it was a great event.
Good. Another good, successful event. Thank you for the Downtown Hershey Association for spearheading that event. Please pass along our thanks to Michelle Emmerich.
I will do that, and the Downtown Hershey Association thanks the township for partnering.
All right, Mr. Crispin, Township Manager.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am very pleased to report to the board and to the public that finally, after many, many years of waiting and going through a lot of hoops and hurdles and all kinds of things that you would never think about with state government, but we are getting our RACP grant to come through the door tomorrow. Zach and his team, I know Mr. Kousis was here, but he left, but he was in a big part of that process as well. So tomorrow we are anticipating the check for $1,950,000 to come through the door to help offset some of the debt exposure at the community center project. And the remaining $50,000 is part of that $2 million grant being held in, at the end of the process when we do a closeout audit with the Commonwealth, that additional $50,000 will get released. So just pleased to report that it's been 6 years for me. I think it's probably been a little bit longer for Rick and certainly Zach and the rest of the team that's here. So it's been a long road to hoe, so to speak, and we're just really pleased that the money's coming through the door.
And that money was as part of the community center project. So where will that money go? Where will that be deposited in the township?
That'll be right into the debt service fund to help offset some of that cost.
Okay.
Does that go to the principal or the interest?
We'll have to take a look at it. I assume Mr. Verdelli will have to weigh in on that when the time comes. But in the interim, it's going to come through the door and go into our account and help offset some debt. So that's good.
All right, very good. All right, this is the second session then of public comment. Anybody wishing to come up to the podium can do so now. Same rules as the first time. All right, seeing as no one has come forward, we'll close that visitor public comment session. Only item left on the agenda is adjournment, so we need a motion.
I'll make it a motion for adjournment.
All right, motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second? Seconded by Mrs. Nutt. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, guys, the motion is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.